It was huge. I must have just been 16 or 17 because I drove to the university, and there was an open. It wasn't an open house. It wasn't College Royal Open House. It was probably in September. A call for people to come and learn about radio and maybe get involved. And I was like, I'm getting involved. But I showed up, and it was in a classroom that you would probably have like fourth year students in. You know, a table that 12 people could be in. And Lyle stood up at the whiteboard and started talking about licensing and all the stuff. And I was surrounded by people, you know, 4 years older than me. And when you're 17, 4 years is a lot. And not once did Lyle look at me and said, "What are you doing here, kid?" Like, he just gave the most unbelievable support and made me feel so welcome. And I thought, this is a really cool place to hang out. And I don't even know if at that point I actually got to see the studios. When I saw the studios, I was just like, oh my God. You got to remember, this was, what, 85, 86? Philips might have invented the CD player, but you didn't see them in Canada. Like, everything we did was vinyl and tape and razor blades and China markers. It wasn't necessarily cutting edge, but it was well-maintained gear. And we had a really big library. We had a good, John Bonner was a music director at the time, and he had a good relationship with all of the labels. So we were always getting in all of the newest, coolest stuff. You got to remember, like, this Talking Heads were still recording back then, you know, I think the Ramones are still recording, but you know, it was that era, and we were getting this stuff new with New Musical Express magazines coming in. We had a whole paper library, so you could go through and get bios. I mean, there was no World Wide Web. We didn't even have a computer in the bloody building. You know, it was cool.